Something rare has happened on Capitol Hill. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. It involves a bill nearly 5 years in the making. Fox's Jared Halpern is live at the Capitol.
Legislation passed by the Senate on a voice vote signaling broad bipartisan support would end forced arbitration clauses for victims of workplace sexual assault and harassment.
Allowing them to have their day in court, a basic constitutional right.
New York Democrat Kirsten Gillibrand helped craft the bill with South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham, an effort started in the wake of the Me Too movement years ago.
And the idea that you're going to sign away your day in court when you're abused in the workplace, those days are over.
The measure won significant bipartisan support earlier this week in the House. It now heads to President Biden's desk for his signature. Lisa.
Thanks, Jared. Another day of diplomacy and troop movement near Ukraine. Fox's Simon Owen is live in London.
Lisa, Poland says American F-15 fighter jets have landed in that country today as NATO ramps up its presence in member states close to Russia. Poland has also had a visit from Britain's Prime Minister Boris Johnson.
Poland and the UK won't accept a world in which a powerful neighbour can bully or attack their neighbours.
But diplomatic efforts to resolve tensions over Ukraine are tense. Russia's foreign minister today accused his British counterpart of grandstanding and refusing to listen. Lisa?
Thanks, Simon. The White House says it'll keep working on inflation after consumer prices shot up 7.5% for the 12 months ending in January, fastest pace since 1982. President Biden, meantime, visiting Virginia to talk about lowering prescription drug costs, part of the stalled Build Back Better plan. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Another Tesla recall, this time for a sound-related issue.
Almost 580,000 Teslas are being forced into recall over the company's boombox function that allows them to play music and sound effects over an external speaker while the cars are being driven, which the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says can obscure audible warnings for pedestrians that are federally mandated on EVs. Tesla saying over-the-air updates will turn the function off when in gear. It's the fourth Tesla recall in the last 2 weeks as the federal government appears to be increasing scrutiny of the nation's largest and only non-union automaker.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. The Florida Supreme Court is telling Republican Governor Ron DeSantis it will not answer his question about a black congressman's district. This after the governor's unusual step of proposing his own map during the once-in-a-decade process of redrawing congressional districts. His version would make Democratic Congressman Al Lawson's district lean Republican. The governor asking the state Supreme Court whether the current district is unconstitutional. The court says it's too complicated an issue for an advisory opinion. YouTube and TikTok likely collect more personal data than other social media apps, but how TikTok uses it is a mystery.
Mobile marketing company URL Genius used the record app activity in Apple's iOS 15.2 and found YouTube and TikTok registered the most contacts at 14 each, while other apps like Twitter, Snapchat, and WhatsApp average 6 connections. The type of contacts each app made was also different, with YouTube making 10 first-party contacts, meaning the platform was tracking user activity for its own purposes. But TikTok made 13 third-party contacts. Plus, the study found the tracking still happened when users didn't opt in.
Fox's Monica DeLuca. The Dow's down 248. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.